Blog Talk Radio.
To cover me, not just me, Lord, but every listening ear on this broadcast, those that are listening now, those that would listen at a later date, and yes, Lord, cover this broadcast under the blood. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Knowing that there is nothing that can happen to us today that the God in us cannot handle. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It where I'm your host, Sister Diane, and this broadcast was founded by the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. And you know how we start this broadcast off? We start it off with prayer. So I'm trusting as the music was going on that you was getting in your set place, you know, preparing your heart, preparing your mind, and you made your phone calls. Amen. Because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm just thanking God for life today. Thank God for life. Let us begin to go before the throne. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of kings and Lords of lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness and those that we're praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us. Heavenly Father, as you see prayer lists raised before you, hands being laid upon them this day, O God. Father, we thank you and glorify you, Lord Father, for you know, Lord Father, each and every person name by name, O God. O God, some ask for prayer for themselves. Some ask for prayer for others, O God. But Father, we ask you this day, Lord, for your will to be done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for being merciful. We thank you, Lord Father, for being a God that never leave us nor forsake us, O God. We thank you, Lord Father, for all that you have done, doing, and about to do for us this day, O God. O God, I hold before you Bishop Porter and his family, Lord Father. Father, on the passing of his sister this day, Lord Father, touch Bishop Porter, Lord Father. Touch, Lord Father God, Mario, Lord Father, and Nicholas this day, Lord. Comfort their hearts this day, O God. Father, as they remember their loved ones, Lord Father, in the good times, Lord Father, help them through this, Lord Father, for we know, Lord, that you said you will not leave us comfortless. So we thank you, O God, for sending your comforter, O God, to them right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Jaquarius right now, Lord. And Father, we ask, Lord, Father, for healing this day, Lord, touching his body from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. Father, we speak healing, Lord, Father. We ask you, O God, to continue, Lord, Father, to touch, Lord, Father, Prophetess Gaines this day, Lord, Father. Father, as we continue to speak supernatural strength, Lord, Father, your strength, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you for your head, the protection round about her, O God. We thank you, O God, for never leaving her nor forsaking her this day, O God. We thank you, Lord Father, for showing up and showing out, Lord Father God, on her behalf this day, Lord. Father, give her strength in this time, Lord. Father, we fail not to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise, O Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Kevin Lawrence, Lord Father, that had open heart surgery, Lord Father. Father, that is now on life support this day, O God. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. Father, we speak healing, Lord, Father. And we say, let your will be done in his life this day in the name of Jesus. Father, if he do not know you, Lord, Father, as his personal Lord and Savior, Lord, Father, we ask, Lord, Father, Father, that someone is placed, oh God, in his path this day, Lord, Father, to lead him to you this day, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you for being every doctor, every nurse, every attendant this day, Lord, Father, that are attending to him this day, Lord, Father. Father God, touch his other brothers, Lord, Father. Hal and Kenny, Lord, Father God, that had a stroke, Lord, Father. Father, we ask you also, Lord, to touch their bodies right now from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet. Father, we're thanking you for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you George Stevens this day, Lord, Father, that had knee surgery, Lord. Father, we're thanking you and glorifying you for bringing him through the surgery, O Lord. Father, we know that nothing is too hard for you to do, Lord, Father. And we're thanking you for your will always being done, Lord. Father, we ask you, Lord, Father, to continue, Lord, Father, to strengthen and touch him, Lord, Father, during his recovery process this day, Lord, Father. Father, we speak a speedy recovery right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Brenda, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father, we continue to speak healing to her body as we say, body line up with the word of God in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your supernatural strength, O God. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Bishop Baldwin just now, Lord, Father, and we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord. Father, we speak healing to his body, Lord. Father, you say healing is the children's bread, Lord. And Father, we calling upon the healing right now, O God. O God, so many people are in need of healing this day, Lord, Father. Healing, O God, in their bodies this day, Lord, Father. Healing of the spirit man this day, O Lord. Father, we're thanking you and glorifying you for never leaving us nor forsaking us. So, Father, we call in right now upon that healing, Lord, Father, for both, Lord, Father, the natural and the spiritual body right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Dorian, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. And, Father, we ask, Lord, Father, that you continue, Lord, Father, to touch her body, Lord, Father. And we also pray for her salvation, Lord. Father, we thanking you and glorifying you for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we continue to hold the Rucker family in prayer, Lord, Father. And we ask you, O God, for peace, Lord, Father, for comfort, Lord, Father. Continue, Lord, Father, to touch, Lord, Father, Shakira's children this day, O God. Strengthen them, Lord, Father, knowing, Lord, Father, to lose a mother at a very early age, Lord, Father. Father, comfort them, Lord, Father. Continue, Lord, Father, to wrap your loving arms round about them this day in the name of Jesus. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus, Lord, Father God, over this broadcast, Lord, Father, canceling their assignment of the enemy right now, Lord, Father. And, Father, that will try to hinder anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast, we render that assignment null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thanking you for healing and deliverance going forth over this airways this day, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for those that will give their life to you this day, Lord. Father, coming from out of the world, Lord, Father, and coming to you, Father, we just say thank you. We are calling those things that are not as though they are, Lord, Father. And we thanking you in advance, Lord, Father, for just doing it for them, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, for your guidance this day, O Lord. We thank you, Lord Father, for just moving on them, Lord. Father, letting them know that they should not be afraid, Lord Father, or ashamed, Lord Father, to give their life to you, Lord Father. Father, we know, Lord Father, that you're merciful, you're loving, you're a God of many chances, Lord Father. And Father God, we praise you, we magnify you, we glorify you this day, O Lord. So Father, today I say thank you. I thank you, O God, for this opportunity, Lord Father, that I can come before your people, Lord Father. Father God, standing in the gap, Lord Father God, for others, Lord Father. Father, I thank you, Lord Father, for keeping me, Lord Father, clothed in my right mind, Lord Father. I thank you, Lord Father, that there is nothing that can happen to any one of us that the God in us cannot handle, Lord Father, if we can only trust and believe this day, Lord Father. So, Father, we thank you for your supernatural strength, Lord. We thank you, O God, for your healing, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, that we can call upon the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, that we can go before you, Lord Father, and pray, Lord Father. So, Father, we take nothing and no one for granted this day, O God. Father, as the word prepare to come forth this day, Lord Father, I ask you, O God, to prepare the hearts and the minds, Lord Father God, of your people, Lord Father. Father God, that they may hear the word today, Lord Father, that they may receive the word today and take the chains, Lord Father God, off of you this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I just say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Are you glad today? Are you glad to wake up amongst the land of the living? Are you glad today that God did not leave you nor forsake you? Are you glad today that you can open up your mouth and you can give God praise? Give him praise. I'm trusting that you did not leave your house this morning without even thanking him, having that conversation with him. I know you did not do that, but you know what? If you was in such a rush and you forget, you know, you can stop what you're doing, or even, you know, as you work, you just have a conversation with him. Thank him. Fail not to give him thanks. He woke you up this morning, clothed in your right mind. He woke you up, not the alarm clock. He woke you up this morning. And we ought to continue to thank God for waking us up, because no day, no day is promised to us. None. Every day is a gift from God. Every day. So you ought to give God thanks. You ought to tell those around you today to give God thanks. When you look back over your life and you see where you're at, you know it's nobody but God that kept you. He did not leave you. He did not forsake you. He kept you. No matter what it is that you're going through, he kept you. You are able to be a light today in someone's darkness. You're able today. Today, we're going to talk about, but before we get to that, I know I'm going ahead. Excuse me. Let me give you the word for today. Amen. It says, be more concerned with your character than your reputation, because your character is what you really are, while your reputation is merely what others think you are. Be more concerned with your character than your reputation, because your character is what you really are, while your reputation is merely what others think you are. Amen. That is so true. Hallelujah. Today, we're going to talk about, are you preparing? Are you preparing? Last week, we were talking about prayer. Today, we're talking about preparing. Preparing means to make ready beforehand for some purpose, use, or activity, to put in a proper state of mind to work out the details of and plan in advance. I'm going to say that again. To make ready beforehand for some purpose, use, or activity, to put in a proper state of mind to work out the details of, plan in advance. That's what preparing is. And we have been hearing the word prepare. The man and woman of God have been telling us to prepare. Are you preparing today? Only you can answer that question. I can't answer that question for you. Are you preparing today for the coming of Christ? Are you preparing your heart today, your mind? Are you getting in that set place that you can hear from God? Because time is at hand, people. You may think that the man or woman of God, you know, is trying to scare you. They're not trying to scare you. They're telling you to prepare. When you go into work, you prepare to go to work. When you have a meeting that you call or you're about to attend a meeting, you prepare your notes, the questions. You prepare your mindset to go into this meeting. Just like you're taking a test, you prepare for that test. How do you prepare for that test? You prepare by studying the notes that you have taken throughout that course for that big exam that you're about to take. You prepare it. We're preparing for everything else except when it comes to God. See, when it all boils down to it, He is the one we are to be preparing for. When we get in that set place with Him, preparing for every other thing else would be no problem at all. Our problem is we don't prepare when it comes to God. We don't prepare our heart, our mind. We don't begin to get our life in order. So what happens? Things come upon us. In everything that we do, We have to prepare. Doesn't matter what it is. We need to prepare. I'm going to come to you from the book of Genesis today, starting at the 6th chapter of Genesis. And we're going to start at verse number 8. Today, we're talking about Noah. So for those of you that have not read your Bible, let me go ahead and I will read this part for you, trusting that you will get something out of it. God will reveal to you today what he needs you to do. And yes, what he needs you to do, because God is not going to go against our will. But I ask this day that you ask God for the ears to hear and a heart to receive the word and a mind that is willing to do today. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Starting at verse 8 in chapter 6, it reads, "But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generation of Noah. Noah was just man and perfect in his generation, and Noah walked with God. And Noah begot 3 sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. For all flesh had corrupt his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of the 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shall thou make to the ark, and in a cubic shall thou finish it above, and the door of the ark shall thou set in the side thereof, with lower, second, and third stories shall thou make it." Now God is talking directly to Noah and telling him how he wants the ark built. He gives him the length, the width, the height, and what he wants him to make it with. Do you follow directions? Do you follow directions to the T on when it is given to you to make something, to create something? When we're cooking, there is measurement that you go by. Some have to use a measuring cup. Me, I have to use a measuring cup and call for it. That's what I have to use. Some people, you know, they can just measure with their, you know, their hands. They just know how much to throw in there. You know, me? No, let me follow the directions. So here it is. God is telling Noah how to build this ark, how he wanted this ark to build, giving him specific instructions. It is very important because one, if you leave out one direction, things is going to fall apart. Things are going to fall apart. Let's see, you buy something in a box and it comes with directions to put it together. It's already, you're looking, you know, you open up the instructions, that paper, and you're looking at it. So you're getting a visual look at it. This is all the material, and this is how it's going to look when it's done. You're preparing your mind to get to work. So here it is. You're following the instructions. But then you miss one step. You miss one screw to put in, and here it is. You have one screw, two screws left. And you want to know, well, I follow the directions. How is it that I have these extras? It'll be like, well, there was extras inside there. And that's what your mind, you know, you're telling your mind that, you know, that was just extras, you know, is built, is set up. You look at the picture and it looks like what it is there. But that one little, you skipped the step. You was just moving so fast that you missed where those other two screws belong. And if you don't go back and break it down, and I do mean break it down and put it back together again, taking your time, preparing it, you put all the screws together because, you know, they have step one, step two, step three. You're breaking it down. You're preparing to get yourself now ready. Okay, I messed up the first time. I left two screws out when I'm not supposed to have no screws left back. So, okay, let me get my mind in that place so that I can go and I can get this done the proper way. Preparing. You are preparing your mind because you don't want to make that same mistake again. You want every screw, everything accounted for. And this is what I'm trying to tell you today. Prepare your heart today. Prepare your mind today for Christ. Do not be too busy that you can't spend time with Christ. Spend time with God. Don't just call upon him when you need him. Give him thanks. Give him praise. Even when things are going bad. Are you doing that now? Are you doing that now? They said when the praises go up, the blessings come down. Don't you want the blessings to come down on you? The words say that we are to call those things that are not as though they are. Are you doing so today? Are you preparing today? Take that word and prepare today. Prepare your heart. Prepare your mind. Prepare your ears to hear the word. Prepare to hear what God is saying in this time. They are giving us warnings. They're telling us to prepare. Prepare. You're preparing physically and spiritually. When you prepare your heart, your mind, you know, spiritually. That's what you're doing. When you gather your stuff, is it say you gather your food? You gather whatever necessary supplies that you need to gather? That's physical. That's in the natural. That's what you ought to do. Some of us are so busy just preparing just the natural and not the spiritual. So here it is. The people of the earth, as you, it's nothing but filled with violence. Look around you today. Isn't there a whole bunch of violence going on? It was happening back then. The difference is back then they didn't have guns. They didn't have all these high-tech, you know, weapons and stuff that, you know, we have now. Again, the time that they was living in. So, again, we're reading from Genesis chapter 6, and we started at the 8th verse. So we're going to continue here in the 17th verse. It says, "And behold, I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wives, and thy sons' wives with thee, and of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shall thou bring into the ark to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female. Of fowls after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, and of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind, to every sort shall come unto thee to keep them alive." Now, let me go back and read verse, starting at verse 19. It says, "And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shall thou bring into the ark to make them alive with thee. They shall be male and female." Verse 20, "Of fowls after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind, two of every sort shall come unto thee to keep them alive." I'm going to stop just right there, just for a minute. Now, again, Noah is getting instructions on all that is to go into the ark with him. He has his wife, his sons, their wives, and now he is talking about the animals. And he said, "They shall be male and female." Why did he specify male and female? He specified male and female because he gave us dominion over the earth for us to replenish it. We cannot replenish the earth with male and male, female and female, of any species. You can't do it in the animal kingdom. So what makes you think that you can do it in the human kingdom? You can't. You cannot. So in order for the earth to begin again, what has to come about? Male and female. So here it is. You give him instruction. This is what I need for you to put into the ark. He is preparing. Says, and take thou unto thee of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded, so commanded him, so did he. Again, you are being warned today to prepare. Those that have ears, I'm trusting that you're hearing. I'm trusting that you're hearing this day. So we now go down to chapter 7. I tell you, when I say we serve an awesome God and he makes no mistakes, no mistakes in nothing that he do. It says, and the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens, the male and his female, and the beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female. Of fowls also of the air by sevens, the male and the female, to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth. For yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. And Noah did according unto all that the Lord commanded him. And Noah was 600 years old when the flood of the waters was upon the earth. Let me stop there. 600 years old. And you know they was living long life back then. Long life. Can you imagine yourself even being 600 years old today? We definitely won't look like how they look because of all the stuff that we eat, we put into our bodies, the chemicals and all that stuff that is put into our food, you know, all that stuff that is put into our food. You know, it's like, can you only imagine? Can you only imagine 600 years? Jesus, help me. And Noah went in, and his sons, and his wives, and his sons' wives with him, into the ark because of the waters of the flood, of clean beasts, and of the beasts that are not clean, and the fowls, and everything that creepeth upon the earth. There went in two and two unto Noah's ark, the male and female, as God had commanded Noah. And it came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. Now, when you look at the movie of Noah, you see where they saw, in the movie, they saw that he was building a boat. That they just saw him building the boat. They asked him what he's doing, and he tell them what he's doing. The story, the movie show you some truth to it. And I know that there is some other version that is out there that is really left field. But, you know, the thing where Noah was, he was warning them. He was telling them to, you know, to come to God. In the movie, that's what it is. And what they did, they laugh at him. They laugh at him like he's crazy. What flood? Because they haven't seen water like that. They haven't seen water like that. So they're like, you're building this big boat, man, you're crazy. But here it is. When it started to rain and that door was closed, let me say it again. When it started to rain and that door was closed, then they realized that he was speaking the truth. Now, let me run to knock and pray that he opened. And I say pray that he opened the door. When they came knocking, the water continued to rise and rise and rise. Once the door is shut, it is shut. Prepare. Time is at hand, people. It's time for us to prepare, both in the natural and both in the spiritual. For when the day has come and the door is closed, it's not going to be open. It is not going to be open. That's why if you do not know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior this day, let today be that day that you accept him into your life. If you do not have a prayer life with him, let today be that day that you begin that prayer life with him today. It is not too late for you today. We do not know the day, the time, the hour that he is going to call our name. We may not be here when he cracked that sky. We may not be here. We may be here. Again, are you ready? Are you prepared? And when he calls your name, will you be ready to enter in? Will you be ready? We so have a mindset that when we lay down at night that we're going to wake up in the morning. So we don't pray. We don't have that relationship with God. We just do what we want to do, come and lay down and go to sleep. Well, you know what? Many people didn't wake up this morning. They thought they was, but they did not. You leave your house and You're trusting that you're going to be back home. You're trusting that your loved one is going to be back home. What happens? Why we take nothing and no one for granted? We take nothing and no one for granted. We teach our loved ones to pray, to call upon the name of Jesus, to be prayerful while they're out and they're about. Don't take nothing and no one for granted. See, they just take their everyday life for granted when they was out there just, you know, drinking, you know, doing everything. Word said there was violence, much violence, that God destroyed. He destroyed the earth with water, yet he kept Noah, his family, and those animals in the ark of safety. Noah followed the directions, how he wanted it done, and he built it. He built it. Are you today building your ark? Are you building your ark today? Oh, no, he's not going to destroy the earth by water this time. He said by fire. But what is your ark today? What is your ark today? The ark of safety in Jesus Christ today. By coming out of the world and into the kingdom of God. Preparing your heart, your mind, both your natural body and your spiritual body. God is merciful. God is loving. He's a God of many chances. When do you think? And when I say many chances, meaning long suffering, he's long suffering to us. But when do you think that Diane, when do I think his long suffering is up for me? Am I going to play with God? Or am I going to continue to prepare myself for God? Because none of us are perfect. We all mess up. But when we mess up, do we go before God and ask for forgiveness? Or you just go about, just continue doing what you're doing and think that it's okay? God may be warning us on whatever, the way we eat, the way we carry ourselves, the places that we go. He may be warning us about these things, but are we listening? Are we listening? Are we taking care of ourselves, preparing our body that we don't get sick? See, when you just busy going, 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 and don't take care of yourself, and that immune system is not being able to replenish itself. It's not able to, you know, fight off whatever is coming on because you're so busy. Your body is not getting any rest. You're not putting in the right things that you need within your body to fight off anything. if you're not doing that, what happens? You get sick. You get sick. So it's time for us to slow down. It's time for us to do what we need to do so that we don't fall in those places. And even when you fall in those places, you can still call on Jesus. Not because you're sick mean that he have left you or forsake you. We did not listen. We did not pay attention. We did not follow directions. So therefore, there is a reaction to every action. So the fact that you didn't, put the proper nutrients in your body, the fact that you didn't prepare, things happen. Things happen, and all we have to do is go before God and repent. Repent. Noah, God saw favor. He saw grace. That's what he said. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Grace. And that's what we're living under, grace. I don't know about anybody else, but I know I'm living under grace. I ain't living by the law, but under grace. And thanking God for sending his only begotten son to die on the cross for us. When you hear the word and you receive the word and you got something from the word, share the word. Go back and say, let me go and read back Genesis chapter 6. For those of you that didn't have your Bible at the right time and don't have the Bible app on your phone, or for some reason, because of the type of work that you do, all you can do is hear, but you made a mental note on the scripture that you can go back and you can read that chapter for yourself. And you may even say, you know what, let me just start at chapter 1 and just begin to go on. And, you know, by reading the, in the Bible, it takes you all over. It takes you all over the Bible. It doesn't just read just by the chapter alone. No, they have reference chapters that you can go and you will find the same thing related to Genesis, Exodus, Numbers, whatever, Psalms, Jeremiah, Lamentation. It will bring you all over the Bible. It doesn't just read as you're reading a storybook. And that's why when we go before God, we prepare our hearts, our mind, we pray, we ask God for the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding on what it is that we're reading. That's what we do. We don't read it like a novel, like a storybook. And when they have the movies out and some people are, visual and like to see the visual, you can pick what it is that you read in the Bible. They just have to add stuff in there to, you know, put the link on there and, you know, however they want to bring forth that movie, maybe a seriousness to it or a comical way of it that, you know, you understand it. You know, as long as it's not taken away, no adding, you know, you understand what it is. And, you know, they have the children's Bible, the ones that, you know, just learning how to read it, and they give you the pictures and what's not to it, so you can read them your Bible and kind of break it down for them to understand. And as you read stories from the Bible to them, you know, they're young. You may think that it's not sinking in, but you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised how, you know, they would grow up and say, I remember my grandma, I remember my mom, I remember my dad, or whoever it is that is reading the Bible to them. So, yeah, I remember that. And they will pass it on also. Again, are you preparing today? Are you preparing to be a light in someone's darkness today? Are you allowing God to use you to be that light in someone's darkness today? Or you just wake up and say, it's me, myself, and I today. Let's go on over to Exodus. We're going to go to Exodus chapter 11. And now we're going to talk about Moses. We're going to talk about Moses. And you know that for those of you that don't know, Moses grew up in Pharaoh's house. Okay? He grew up in Pharaoh's house. So, just think about it. Here it is. He grew up in Pharaoh's house, and now he got to go back to Egypt to deliver God's people from the very man house that he grew up in. Now, again, Moses' preparation had to be done. 40 years he left Egypt. 40 years it took Egypt to get up out of Moses. And another 40 years for him to prepare before he went back to Egypt. Okay? So now here it is. Remember now, Exodus 11, chapter 11. And we're going to start at the first. We're going to read that. It says, and the Lord said unto Moses, yet will I bring one plague more upon Pharaoh and upon Egypt. Afterwards, he will let you go hence. When he shall let you go, he shall surely trust you out hence altogether. Now remember that Moses told the children of Israel to prepare, gather all their stuff. They're gathering all their stuff. Again, prepare. They are preparing that when that time comes, they don't have to say, wait, I forgot to pack this bag or pack this. No, because it's crucial. When God said, prepare, it's time for you to go, it's time for you to go. If he tell you to go this place, he already prepared that place for you. Again, pay attention, and follow directions. And we know in chapter 11, we're now dealing with the 10th plague. Remember, plagues was coming. Why? Because Pharaoh, God hardened Pharaoh's heart. So therefore, all these plagues was coming, but we're down to the 10th plague. Okay? It says, verse 2, speak now in the ears of the people, and let every man borrow of his neighbor and every woman of her neighbor jewels of silver and jewels of gold. He's telling you what to do. Say, and the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt in the sight of Pharaoh's servant and in the sight of the people. And Moses said, thus saith the Lord, about midnight will I go out into the midst of Egypt, and all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sitteth upon his throne, even unto the firstborn of the maidservant that is behind the mill, and all the firstborn of beasts. Nothing was exempt, okay? And there shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Egypt, such as there was none like it, nor shall be like it any more. But against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue against man or beast, that ye may know how that the Lord do put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel. All these thy servants shall come down unto me and bow down themselves unto me, saying, get thee out, and all the people that follow thee, and after that I will go out. And he went out from Pharaoh in a great anger. And the Lord said unto Moses, Pharaoh shall not hearken unto you, that my wonders may be multiplied in the land of Egypt. And Moses and Aaron did all these wonders before Pharaoh, and the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart so that he would not let the children of Israel go out of his land. Hear that? He hardened Pharaoh's heart. Do you want God to harden your heart today? Do you even want God to turn you over into a reprobate mind today? Do you? It's time now for us to repent. I said us. Daily we sin. Daily. We are no exceptions. But do we go before God and ask God for forgiveness? Do we go before God and ask him to help us for things that we constantly do repeatedly, which is a habit? Do we ask him to help us? Again, God gives instructions. So here is the instructions now in chapter 12. It says, and the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls, in number of people. Every man according to his eating shall make you count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats. Again, directions. He is telling you where to go and get them. He is telling you how old that lamb or goat should be, and that it shall be without blemish. And it said, and ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. The whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on two side posts and on the upper door post of the houses wherein they shall eat it. Again, direction. Where? On the two side posts and the upper door. And they shall eat the flesh in the night, roast with fire, and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sudden, at all with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs, and with his protuberance thereof. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remaineth of it until the morning ye shall burn with fire. And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. As I just read that verse, when there is a hurricane, I was told, make sure that you're dressed, you have a backpack, you sleep with your shoes on, because you never know when you have to leave in a haste. Make sure that your car is full with gas, that if you have to leave, you don't have to say, I'm going to stop to put gas in the car, because you know there's a long line there to get gas, because everybody thinking the same thing you're thinking. Oh, man, I got to put gas in the car. What happened? You were not prepared. You didn't pack a bag. You didn't have a bag ready right there. You didn't have a bag ready right there, you know, for you to, you know, go. I mean, you have clothes inside there. You have some food supply and what's not. If you have to leave, being prepared. I tell you all this. When I used to drive trucks over the road, I remember we was in Texas and we was heading to Canada. The truck went into the shop to fix the air conditioning, so as soon as, you know, we got it fixed and we left, the town that we was in, here it is, they talked about a tornado. And I was like, what? A tornado? And we just left that town. So we're driving, and we got, like, I would say we drove maybe 5 hours, still in Texas. For those of you that know Texas, you know, you can go to sleep and you can wake up in Texas, okay, just driving. So here it is, you know, you're listening to the radio, and then it's like a tornado was following us. And I was like, what? So I was like, no, we got to go. We can't stay. We got to go. You hear that? A tornado is coming. You know, and it's like it's just following us. And I was praying, because I'm like, and I wasn't in Christ like I am now, but I know to pray. I don't know about you all, but I know growing up, you pray. So I was just praying, and I was like, Lord, please don't let this tornado come, you know, near our dwelling. You know, it's like, we're in this truck, we're driving on this road. I've never experienced a tornado, and I don't want to experience none. And like I say, prayer. That was my preparation. I was praying that it do not come near our dwelling. Okay? So when I was reading that, I thought about that. God is mindful. He is mindful of us. But we take it. We take it for granted. When he give you instructions and he tell you, go leave now, that's what you do, leave now. We will say, you know, something tell us that we are to leave now. Or something tell us, don't go here. That something is the Holy Spirit, that still small voice that is talking to you. Until you recognize it, we can continue to say, something tell us. Some of us don't want to say, it's the Holy Spirit that tell us, you know, that we are to leave now. It's the Holy Spirit that tell us, don't go there. Until you recognize, until you ask God for that, you know, to hear and hear his voice, we're going to continue saying, you're hearing it, but you just don't recognize it. Ask him. Ask God to direct you today. And when he tell you to go somewhere, do it. But he says, and ye shall eat it in haste, and it is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt. And if you look in your Bible and you're following along with me, you would see the word gods is a small g, because none is greater than him. So I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. I'm going to read verse 13 of chapter 12 again. It says,
and the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And if you saw the movie, The Ten Commandments, you saw where they put the blood over the two side posts and over the upper part of the door, and you hear it was the wind going by, the whistling of the wind going by, the death angel passing you by. The blood covers. He saw the blood, and he passed over there. He passed. He didn't blow that door in. He didn't cause the death angel to enter in. Why? Because he told them, put the blood two side posts and on the upper post. The blood covers. And the blood covers here in Exodus. Didn't you not see the blood again covers when Jesus came and shed his blood? Didn't you not see the blood covering? It's time for us to wake up and know who God is. Know that he sent his only begotten son to die on that cross for us. He shed his blood for us. He took the stripes on his back for us. He was thinking about us. His grace, his mercy. And yet, we take it for granted. Yet, we do not prepare. We do not hearken to the word that is coming forth. We take the Bible for granted. The Bible that soon, if you don't know the Bible, soon will be taken away. What are you going to do? When you read about Noah, you read about Moses, you read about Joseph, you read about Matthew, John, you read about Peter, you're able to pass it on. You can tell others what it is that you know, that you're sharing with them. You may be that Bible for them. You may be where, you know, they couldn't get their hands on a Bible. But God is now using you. But are you preparing? Are you eating the word? Are you spending time in the word so that God is able to use you to share the word when that time comes? You don't need a title to share the word. You don't need a title for God to use you. He can use you. You just have to be that willing vessel for God to use. So today, find it not robbery in your heart to begin to prepare your heart and your mind spiritually in the natural people. Prepare. Hear the word that is coming forth. So many thinking, oh, that is conspiracy. Oh, that is not going to happen. Well, let me tell you, when it happens, it will be too late for you to prepare because it's already happening. If they tell you to prepare food, prepare food. Because the day is going to come when you think that you can go to the store and you can get water, you can get bread, you can get any canned goods or anything, you won't be able because the shelves will be empty. Many of us witnessed it when the hurricane went by. Many of us witnessed it. Nothing and no one for granted. And it's time now for you to begin a relationship with God. Nobody can do it for you but you. All they can do is pray that you come to Christ and accept him as your personal Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank God for the word. I thank God for the ears that heard the word, the heart that received the word, and the mind that will be transformed to doing what thus say the Lord. God is merciful. God is loving. God is a God of many chances. Again, I'd like to thank each and every one of you, those that are listening live, those that are listening on another device. I thank you all for finding Not Robbery to come on and hear the word. I am trusting that you got something from the word. I am trusting that it strengthened you in some which way, shape, or form, that you will begin to hear the ears of the Spirit of God, and you will begin to prepare, and you will take heed to the warnings as they come forth. The word is preparing. Amen. Like I say, we had prayer last week. This week is preparing. Amen. Join us tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern time. Again, we do ask that you keep Bishop Porter in prayer and his family for the loss of his sister. Bishop Porter will be doing the broadcast tomorrow. If not, still, please keep him in prayer. Those that you know have lost loved ones and going through a trying time. Amen. Till then, you be blessed.
and let God, let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.